Tuesday, October 12, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. October's USDA production and supply demand reports. They could have been worse. The USDA must have made note that this is National Farmers Day. The USDA put the corn yield at 176.5 bushel per acre, which, while compared to the average trade estimate of 175.9, was no real shocker to the trade. Their yield in September was 176.3, so not much changed. There has been lots of anecdotal yield reports of higher than expected yields in the dry western corn belt. We noted our expectation for USDA to revise the Illinois corn yield lower, which they did, by 4 bushel per acre to 210. We also said that we expected them to increase the Iowa yield, which they also did, by 3 bushel per acre to 201. USDA used the same harvested acres as last month. USDA revised the balance sheet corn carryover upward from 1.408 billion to 1.5 billion bushel. They cut feed usage by 50 million bushel, which makes no sense given the lack of feed alternatives. Oats and wheat are now mostly people food at premium prices to corn. They left the ethanol crush unchanged at 5.2 billion bushel. Ethanol margins remain strong despite higher corn prices. The surprise was they only increased corn exports by 25 million bushel. The lack of Brazilian supply should be worth more than that. There should be little, if any, corn for export from Brazil until next summer. The USDA left their projection for Chinese corn imports unchanged at 26 million metric ton. There were immaterial tweaks to both Brazilian and Argentine corn and soybean production estimates. There was really not much change to demand with the increased carryover coming from supply, both carry-in and production. There is a chance that supply will grow again in the November crop production estimate as more harvest data is compiled. USDA left the average season corn price unchanged at $5.45, so the current corn price is lower than they expect the average price to be. Most of Tuesday's market move was seen ahead of the report release. I expect the bears were validated, but also disappointed. The corn chart is not as negative as the soybean chart will store corn. As to soybeans, USDA estimated the average yield will be 51.5 bushel per acre, up 9/10 of a bushel from September, and half a bushel higher than the average trade estimate. It was not a shocker. Frankly, I think that the average trade estimate was understated. As in corn, most market action was put in ahead of the release of the reports. I would bet that there's another increase in the soybean yield in the November report. You're listening to the Comstock Report. USDA left the Illinois soybean yield unchanged, but added 2 bushel per acre to Iowa, Minnesota, Kansas, and South Dakota, which confirmed higher than expected soybean yields in the dry western Corn Belt states. They carried in the extra 81 million bushel from 2020 as expected from the September stocks report, plus another 74 million bushel from 2021 production. They reduced imports by 10 million. They left soybean exports unchanged at 2.09 billion bushel and increased the domestic crush by just 10 million bushel. USDA cut the average farmgate soybean price from $12.90 to $12.35 a bushel. This is again a very conservative balance sheet outlook. Strong soy oil demand for biodiesel could increase the crush further. They did not factor China living up to its Phase 1 trade commitment in this report. The net was a projection of a 320 million bushel carryover, an increase from 185 million in September, mostly because of the revised stocks report. The trade had expected a 297 million bushel carryover. Brazil is getting the soybeans in down there, which could mean that they'll have some early harvest next year that was lacking this year. Again, most of this data was anticipated and priced in ahead of the report release. The numbers are bearish, but not surprisingly so. There was good opportunity for anyone to have sold by the close Tuesday who needed to. That said, the technical trend is down until there is a reversal. USDA updated the wheat balance sheet mostly by confirming numbers in the quarterly stocks report. USDA tightened the wheat carryover from 615 million bushel last month to 580 million now. Winter wheat is the first up for acres. Spring wheat acres will pivot next spring off of how much winter wheat is planted. The price of corn would appear competitive with soybeans until higher cost of production is factored into growing corn. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.